If you disappeared from your business for 2 weeks, no calls, no checking in, no just making sure everything's okay, would it run or would it fall apart? Because here's the truth. If your business can't survive without you, you don't own a business. You own a job.
Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
I'm Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach, and I help roofing contractors build profitable businesses that don't rely on them for everything. Today, we're talking about something simple, but it is brutally honest, the two-week vacation test. Most contractors think they need more leads, more sales, more marketing, but that's not the real problem. The real problem is you are the system. You're answering calls, you're checking estimates, you're solving problems, and you're putting out all the fires. So when you leave, everything slows down or even stops. That's why you can't grow, because growth requires structure, not hustle. And you might say, well, what does this guy know? Well, I lived it. I've been there and done it. You know, I grew up in a small family roofing business and, you know, never really made any money. But my father, he was chained to the business. He couldn't go on vacations. He couldn't take time off because he had built a system, like it's a rake structure where all the decisions came through him. So it relied on him and he was never able to get away. And, you know, he ended up getting sick and I took the business over. I said, well, this should be pretty easy. Well, I ran into the same problems. I was chained to the business, you know, had the same struggles, you know, all the stresses and so forth and doing everything myself and couldn't get out of my own way and too busy, you know, putting out fires, wearing all those hats and so on and so forth. So finally I wised up. I got a coach. And we put together a plan step by step to build a business that did not rely on me because that was my goal. I did not want to have to end up the way we had before. I wanted to do it differently. I wanted to be able to take time off, spend time with my three boys, travel, and do the things that I wanted to do. And that's what we did. And we built a very successful 8-figure business. And sold it. And here I am doing a podcast. Go figure. But I can do whatever I want. I've got the free time. And I love doing this show. This ties in directly to what I teach and talk about every week on this podcast. And that is the three-legged stool. What's that about? Well, if you break it down, business is pretty simple. It's like a three-legged stool, and this stool has to be strong and solid. And if one of the legs gets weak, the whole thing topples over. And those three legs, one, you've got to sell work. Two, you've got to do the work. And three, you've got to keep score. And what tends to happen is one of those legs gets weak, and, you know, it's wobbly, and the next thing you know, everything's screwed up and the whole thing tips over because you can have all the sales in the world, but if you can't get it installed profitably, it's not going to work. Or you sell the work, you do the work, but your scorekeeping's all screwed up. You can't get the bills out. You can't see financial statements on a monthly basis, so you don't know what's going on. You're driving blind. Like you got duct tape over the dashboard, you know, over your gauges. You can't see what's happening. So scorekeeping is so important. It's the accounting. It's the bookkeeping. It's collecting the cash and paying the bills. So let's break it down and take a look at each of these three legs. First, you've got to sell work. Nothing happens until somebody sells something. And you can't sell anything unless you've got a lead. So you better have a good system, a good process to generate leads and do it cost effectively. And as you know, that's not easy. Leads are slowing down. They're getting very expensive. And you're going to have a hard time competing against private equity. They're dumping so much money into marketing that they're just pushing the cost of a lead sky high. And you better get with the program because we have to do more with less. Fewer leads are coming in. We have to really have our process down, know what we're doing, and improve our close rate where we don't need so many leads. You can check out last week's podcast with Brad Akers. We get in deep to all the details on how to do this. But it starts with a lead coming in, so whether it's coming in on a form, they call, whatever it is, you better answer that phone, answer it with a live person that's friendly, that's going to leave a great first impression. Or if you've got a form fill coming in, you need to have an automation that responds immediately because everything comes down to speed to lead these days. And if you're rolling these calls over into voicemail, they're not going to leave a message. You just lost that opportunity, and that opportunity is costing you a lot of money. They're on to the next contractor where they can speak with a live person because they've got questions and they want answers and they want them fast. And if the leads aren't followed up consistently, and if everything waits on you, maybe you're the problem, the bottleneck. And quick side note, this is exactly where I see a lot of contractors struggle. They're missing calls, follow-up slip, the leads already paid for just disappear. And that's why I like solutions like SMA Support. They handle your inbound calls, follow up, and keep things moving so nothing falls through the cracks. It's not about adding overhead. It's about taking pressure off you so the business actually runs. And you can check them out at smasupport.us. It's a great way to get started on building a business that does not rely on just you. Now we've got to do the work, and that transition had better be smooth because this is where so many screw-ups happen, is in the handoff from sales to production. Explaining what it is that you need to do and making sure that they understand that that's the communication is so important. And this is where the fumbles happen. Or we didn't set the job up properly. We didn't get the right materials out there. So they're sitting there waiting for you to run down to the lumber yard and pick up the box of nails. No, you don't do that. I mean, send an Uber down to pick it up, anything. But these lumber yard runs are killing your job. And do you have a quality control process? Or do you just say, hey, I'm finished with the job, your sub can tell she's done, and you go on to the next deal and wait until the customer calls with a complaint because they got crap everywhere, nails on the lawn, so on and so forth. You got to have a system for that. Now, what we did, we had a form that was called the Perfect 10. And it was a checklist. Here are the top 10 things that screw up on the job that we've had to go back on. And I want to make sure that each one of those is checked. I want to see a photo that it's complete. Check, 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 check. And if you do it right and everything goes smooth and it's great, you get a bonus. Plain and simple, okay? That just cut our callbacks by 90%, and customer satisfaction just skyrocketed. We got more 5-star reviews. Everybody's happy, and you're able to use that in your sales process, in your presentation. Hey, you know, Mrs. Jones, let me tell you about how our we ensure the quality because, you know, there's so many problems that happen. You can just look at all those 1- and 2-star reviews and find out. But we found out over the years, and we've learned from these, that we had problems, and we wanted to make sure that we were on top of each one of those. And here's our checklist that we go through item by item, and we make sure that those are all taken care of. I don't know what our competitors do, but this is going to give you a much better experience and fewer problems. Done. Just think of the time you get back, not to mention the frustration and the cost when things screw up. I talked to so many contractors. This is one of the fires that they're constantly putting out. And who's taking care of the customer? Are you going out there and doing a walkthrough and make sure everybody's happy? Or are you reaching out, you know, a phone call saying, just want to make sure that you're thrilled with the job? And that's when you ask for the review. You got to be doing that every single time. It's part of the process. Who's going to do that? Because we know that we have to do more with less. And the simple things, the low-hanging fruit, get more reviews. You're trying to sell a job against your competitor, and you've got 50 reviews, maybe, and your competitor has 250. Who are they going to choose? And we started off with saying that doing the job, production, it's got to go on profitably. So do you job cost your jobs? Do you even know if the job was profitable or not? I get this gut feeling. Well, that gut feeling does not scale. And this is what we're talking about. It's, if it's only you that knows whether the job made money or not, and you probably don't even know anyway because you're not job costing, how do we know what went right and what went wrong? You know, the problem I had in my company with one of my sales guys, you know, and he was responsible for the estimate. We would job cost the job, and he's got this run of going like he's missing materials by 10%. What the hell? You can't measure the building? So we wouldn't have known that, and it just would have gone on and on and on if we weren't job costing. So you'd have to do that. Every successful contractor that's successful over time job costs their jobs so they know what's going on. And when I look at a contractor's process for doing the work, I can always find some profit leaks. And if you can add an extra 1 or 2 points onto the bottom line of that job and other jobs, I mean, on $1 million, that's 20 grand in your pocket right there. And in wrapping this one up, remember, the money is made in the sale. Production's job is to protect that profit that is in the job. So we've sold the job, we've produced the job. Now, what's the score? How did we do? And this is where the biggest problem I see with contractors is in the numbers, because they could sell work, they can do the work, but so many contractors, they don't like the numbers. It's too complicated. I don't need to worry about that because I'm out selling. So the hell with it. Well, that leg has to be strong and solid. You have to have those numbers down and understand them, what they mean. And if your numbers aren't clear, if your books are behind, if you don't know the job profitability, you're flying blind. And this is where so many contractors get into trouble. They say, oh, yeah, I'm killing it, man. I'm selling all this work. I'm pretty sure that it's profitable. Until you run out of cash and you don't have any money in the bank, you can't pay your bills, and it's game over. So you need to understand this going every month, where I want to see a financial statement by the 15th of the following month. And what we do is we sit down with the contractor and their bookkeeper, and we go through line by line and make sure everything is straight. Then, and generally, I find some, you know, mistakes, so we get those corrected. And now we have a solid financial statement. We can see what's going on, what went right, what went wrong, and we can do something about it. We can read those. I explain what it means, what the numbers are. It's really straightforward, pretty simple. But that's the only way that we can move forward and look ahead. So we're looking through the windshield as opposed to in the rearview mirror, where so many contractors, I'll find out at the end of the year when my accountant tells me if I made money or not. No, you can't do that. And we do a cash flow analysis. here's the, you know, how many times have you sat there, you know, come Friday and you're going, man, I don't know where we're going to get this money to pay the bills, to pay our people. You've got to look ahead so you can forecast this. And again, it's pretty straightforward. You just have to do it, and you have to have clean books to do that. So that's our business, the three-legged stool. Well, here's the test now. And ask yourself honestly, if I left for 2 weeks, are calls still getting answered? Are leads being followed up? Are jobs moving forward? Is money being collected? Do I know what's happening financially? If the answer is no, well, good, okay, because now we know where to fix it. This isn't about hiring a huge team. It's about removing yourself from the day-to-day pressure points. So start here, okay? Calls, lead handling. You need someone answering the call every time. This is where something like SMA support comes in. They handle inbound, follow-up. They take that off your plate so nothing slips. Your follow-up system. Most contractors lose deals they already paid for because no follow-up equals lost revenue. And this is where having a real system matters. That's where something like ProLine CRM comes in. It keeps your pipeline organized, automates follow-up, and gives you visibility in what's actually happening. So you're not guessing or chasing everything yourself. Because without that, everything still ends up back on your plate. So check out ProLine at useproline.com. Now, job flow and accountability. Who owns production? Who's responsible? If it's always you, that's a problem. And financial visibility. You should know job profitability, cash position, what's actually making you money without guessing. And this isn't talking about taking a vacation. It's about building a business that makes money, runs without chaos, and gives you freedom. Because right now, a lot of contractors, they're busy, they're stressed, and they ain't making money and not making what they should. That's not the goal. If you want to know where you actually stand, I put together a simple audit. It'll show you exactly where the leaks are in your business, sales, operations, financials, and more importantly, what to fix. And you can download it here. Go to theroofercoach.com/audit and run the test, be honest about where things break, and then start fixing the right problems. Because once your business runs without you, that's when it actually becomes valuable. And that's when you finally get your time back. So appreciate everybody listening to The Roofer Show. If this helped, share it with another contractor who's stuck in the same grind. And I'll see you on the next one.